Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to the Bertie County Board of Commissioners, October 3rd, Commissioners meeting. And I'd like to say, Mr. Ron Robertson, if you could lead us in the prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance, please, sir.
Yes, sir, Chairman. I'd like to say good afternoon. And first order of business, I'd like to share, and please share with me, a moment of silence for all the victims in Hurricane Ian. Thank you. Our Father, we thank you for this bright day. We thank you for all blessings. We believe, we have faith, and you have shown us. We have one commission here, Commissioner Lee, had went through and been through, but through prayers, and asking and praying and asking, you have brought her back home, brought her back in the board meeting to help us, Bertie County Commissioners, do the business of Bertie County. And we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
We pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation,
Thank you, Commissioner Robinson.
Thank you, Chairman.
I'd also like to say welcome Commissioner Lee back, and thank you very much. Tried to talk her not coming in tonight, but she was very adamant that she needed to get back into these board meetings. And but we appreciate your presence here, and you're deeply missed while you were gone.
It feels great to be back
so in thank person. You. Next on the agenda is going to be public comments, 3-minute public comments. If there's any 3-minute public comments, come up to the podium, state your name and address, please. And at that time, you have 3 minutes. Doesn't appear we have any 3-minute comments. Okay, next on the agenda is going to be Bertie County Community Collaborative presentation with Ms. Marsha Watford.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am not Marsha Watford. I am Hope Ely, and I'm one of 7 system of care coordinators with Trillium Health Resources, and I wanted to give a very brief history about system of care, which is the involvement and the philosophy of families being a part of the decision-making regarding services for children and youth. In the late 1990s, system of care became a part of North Carolina's mental health system. And over time, the Department of Health and Human Services provided funding to hire system of care coordinators, which is when I started in this position. And I think I didn't say that right. It was in 2006 when that actually happened. At any rate, since then, system of care coordinators were asked to help form community collaboratives. And the collaborative at that time started as a 4-county collaborative with Bertie, Gates, Hertford, and Northampton County. And then a few years later, the state asked that we have individual collaboratives. So the Bertie County Collaborative has been established now since roughly 2008. And with that, we've met in a lot of different places here in and around Windsor, but always on the second Tuesday. And currently we meet at 1:30 and we meet at the health department. We are very excited as of 2 months ago to actually have a chair, someone to volunteer to be chair. And that's my segue to introduce to some and present to others, Marsha Watt.
Good evening, commissioners.
Hey.
Good evening, Bertie County. The System of Care Collaborative, with the Bertie County Collaborative, the Youth Collaborative, we just wanted to come to introduce ourselves and to let you know that the collaborative is going on in Bertie County and to ask your support in spreading it throughout our communities to let our parents know, our schools and our children know that we do have a collaborative. A collaborative is a place that our parents can come. They're welcome to come. You all are welcome to come. People in the community are welcome to come to see what services are offered for our youth. as we all know, that we have a lot of issues going on in our different communities with our youth in schools. And sometimes it's difficult for parents to know what to do and where to go to get resources and to get help for those situations. So as a collaborative, we introduce those resources. We connect them to resources. We connect them to people. We listen to their concerns, and we try to order their steps or guide them in the directions that they need to go. We also connect with the school systems here to make sure that we are offering what we can offer to the school as far as resources and services go. We have service providers that are part of the collaborative each month. We have a parent, and we also have a youth or a couple of youth that's a part of the collaborative each month as well, to let us know what they feel like is needed in our county for them, or to let us know what a gap is for them in the services. We also offer feedback via email or answering the questions. If we don't have the answer to the question, then we go about our business like we're coming here to get answers or to meet people that can help us with what we need help with. I'm new to this part of the collaborative, but I'm not new to services. I've been working with the youth in our community since 2008, and I take pride in doing that. I'm a huge advocate for the youth. I'm one of those that I don't mind standing up, you know, for them to help them to make it and to be successful, whether they come out of the courts or whether they come out of the homes or whether they come out of, you know, the schools. So we're just here to ask your assistance and your help with spreading the good news of our collaborative and to also support us in the collaborative of Bertie County.
Question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any business cards or anything that... have you had them made up yet or anything that we can take and pass to different people in the community?
I do not have a business card, but passing our information to our communities is normally come through the system of care coordinators.
I apologize, I forgot my business card, but certainly in contact with either of us, Mr. Vaughn has my contact information, and I can certainly pass that down to others that are in Bertie County. I'm not a resident of Bertie, but certainly don't mind sharing information.
It'd be nice to get some business cards. Sure. That way when we run into these situations, because we're always traveling around the county and this, that, and the other, somebody has an issue, wants to ask these questions, let's call this young lady right here. She can help you out, okay? And if you got, you know, some children and this, that, and the other, they need some help with the children of some sort, whatever it may be, then we can go ahead and refer it. We got the card. It's easy to hand it out.
I apologize.
No. In the meantime, they just need to call Trillium.
You may ask for Trillium and ask for me. Yes.
And Miss Illa, another thing. If you get the cards down to Ms. Wyford, she works here in the county,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she can get them up to the county manager office. And at the county manager office, we are blessed to have a mailbox. Okay, and they can get, and this and the county manager, she gave them to the county manager assistant, and she'll make sure, Ms. Cartwright will make sure that they get it, no boxes to us.
You sound like me.
Any other questions?
Thank you
very much for having us.
We do have some supporters with us this evening, if any of them would like to stand.
Yeah, please.
Members of the collaborative team.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Miss Illa, you can't leave yet. There you.
Okay.
Bye. See you later.
Our sheriff-elect has just walked in. Have a seat, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
All right. Reports from Tax Administrator Jody Ray.
Good evening. First thing I have is a approval for a late present use value assessment application. This was an application that was made in a timely manner. However, it was incomplete. It lacked the appropriate signatures due to multiple owners that live out of state. The application was denied. Deferred taxes were triggered. The taxpayer returned with a completed application past the deadline, but none of the statutes, the board has a, the authority to approve that late application for good cause.
What would be your recommendation?
Under the statutes and under our good cause policy to approve it.
To approve it? Mm-hmm. Okay. We've heard what the tax administrator said. Can I have a motion, please?
I'll make a motion to approve that.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. We have a first and a second by Commissioner Wesson.
Just to ensure that this vote is actually official or legal, Commissioner Wesson, we're glad that you're here to participate virtually, but I just want to, I'm not sure that virtual votes are technically allowed at this point.
I wasn't going to vote. I just second the motion. I thought I could be a part of the quorum, but I could not vote actually in the motion.
I'm not sure that you can, Commissioner, to be on the safe side, if we could.
I'll second the motion.
Yes,
that's fine.
We have a first in a couple seconds, but we're going to use Commissioner Robertson as the second. Okay, thanks, Mr. Wesson. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
The second request I have is for approval to release deferred taxes. Having a taxpayer, we triggered deferred taxes on, who contacted our office, was going to split the property up, sell part of it, and keep a 1 acre lot. When we looked at it, they did not qualify for this program. When I went back and looked, they have been in this program since 1996, which was a reappraisal year for us. I have no application on file for them. The property did not meet the qualifications back in 1996. We triggered the deferred taxes. They have appealed. It does appear that this was a county error. That was a reappraisal year. And from what we can tell, the county put it in use value when it shouldn't have been. And my recommendation is to have it released.
Okay, so take it out of use value is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. We have a motion on that, please.
I make a motion to release.
Of the use value, correct?
Right, the use value. I'll second the motion.
All right, we have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, that's all I have.
Okay, thanks, thank you. Jody. Have a good day. General elections update by Ms. Latoya Peel, Bertie County Elections Director.
Good evening, commissioners.
It's great to see you.
Good morning, Miss.
County Manager Vaughn and everyone here today. And Commissioner Lee, it's good to see you. I'm glad you're doing better. All right. And as you all know, the election season is here. It actually started for us September 9th when the first day for absentee mail out started. So my staff and myself, and of course my board members, we're all working hard to make sure everything's on the go for the season. But there are some important dates that I want you all to know, and I know LaShonda put this in your packet. And also I had her to send this information out to all the county employees a couple weeks ago, so everyone would be aware. And also Scott was kind enough to put this on the website as well. So anyone that wants to view this information can do so. So on Friday, October the 14th, that's the voter registration deadline. Voter registration forms must be received in the Bertie County Board of Elections office by 5 o'clock p.m. That's the voter registration deadline. And also that is the party change deadline as well. We've had different voters do want to change their parties. That's the deadline as well for party changes. It's Friday, October the 14th. Okay, Thursday, October the 20th, that's the first day of one-stop early voting. That starts at two of our locations. We have our one at the Bertie County Board of Elections office, and our second one is at the Powellsville Town Hall. And those days are for the weekdays. It's from 8 a.m. to 7:30. And on Saturday, November the 5th, that's the last day of one-stop early voting. That's from 8 to 3. And in addition to that, during that time, those who did miss that October 14th voter registration deadline can do what you call a same day voter registration, where they can register and vote the same day, but they must have a proof of residence document, like a utility bill, a phone bill, or what have you, list their name and their current address. Okay, Tuesday, November the 1st, that's the absentee ballot request deadline. Those who have requested absentee ballots to be mailed to their homes or various locations, that must be in the office by 5 o'clock p.m. on that day as well. And the State Board of Elections also encourages people to request those as soon as possible, just to avoid the mailing delays or what, what you may require with that. Okay, on Saturday, November the 5th, in-person early voting and registration ends at 3 o'clock. So that's the last day of one-stop early voting. Okay, Tuesday, November the 8th, that's the big day, general election. Polls are open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Voters must go to their assigned polling place. And those who are not familiar with their polling place, if they're always voting absentee by mail or by one stop, they could just call our office and we will gladly let them know where their assigned polling place is. That's only if they did not vote early. Friday, November the 18th, that's the county canvass day. That's when the results from the election become final. Because on election night, those are unofficial results because you have your provisional votes that have to be counted, what have you. And so that deadline for the canvass day is Friday, November the 18th. And on Tuesday, November the 29th, that's the state canvass day. That's when the state board of elections certifies those election results. All right, and also in addition, sample ballots, we do have those in the office. They've been available for several weeks now, and voters have really been getting coming in and getting those, so that's great. So looks like we may have a good voter turnout, I hope so. Looks like people are having a good interest in this upcoming election for the general.
Any questions?
Thank you, Ms. Pia.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Next, it seems that we don't have any board appointments. There's none. And consent agenda, approved resolution for the operation of Green Light for veterans. Can we have a motion, please?
I'll make the motion that we accept the Green Light agreement.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a first and a second. All in favor? Aye. Aye. Okay, the CRAVE project funding for courtyard cabling for remote proceedings has been tabled. There's other information that is on its way to us. The county manager will be intercepting that and hopefully have that for us on the 17th, I believe, yes, some sir. Of that nature, if they've got us the balance of the information that we need to proceed forward with this, okay? Project amendment, line item 3 on the consent agenda, project amendment. And has everybody read that?
If any explanation is needed for this, yes. William is here. It's just about opioid funds that we've received.
Right.
Okay, have we got better explanations on that now as far as how it'd be used and stuff like that? We're pretty much clear on that?
Yes, no. There are some upcoming meetings and things that will help us identify or come up with ways that it can be used. All we know right now for sure is that it must be related to fighting that. Opioid, you know, addiction that is a problem nationwide. And so we'll be attending those meetings and possibly collaborating with others to come up with ideas of how we can use it in Berkeley County.
And let the board know that I was received in the mail probably about 2 inches thick of bankruptcies that are being filed by different companies. And I've delivered those to the county manager as of today. I think you probably already had a copy of it already. Yep. You and I both were put there. So anyhow, make a long story short, that's what this thing's called coming down to.
And the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners has help out there also for us if we choose to participate. Okay.
All right, discussion agenda D. Facility use agreement for the community meeting room. Discuss.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to taper facility use agreement and this time to the next meeting, please.
Okay. Can we have a motion on that?
I'll make the motion that we taper the facility use agreement for the community meeting room till October the 17th meeting.
Okay.
Excuse me, Chairman Trent.
Yes.
Question. Yeah, I believe, according to Juan, this was not on the agenda for a vote, only for discussion of what was prepared. Not for a vote.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is first reading on it, and we received it one yesterday. I'd like to table it for October 17th discussion and vote at that time. Thank you, sir.
Okay. We have a first, a motion.
And I'll second.
And we have a second. All in favor? Aye. Aye. Thank you.
Chairman, can we go back and make sure we get a vote on that project amendment, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sorry?
Can we make sure that we, I don't think we got an actual vote, a motion and a second and a vote on the project amendment, which is C3, not the facility use agreement, but the project amendment for the opioid.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fund. Okay. All right.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the project amendment for the opioid funds that we've received.
Yes. All right, we have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Okay. 2023 holiday schedule, commissioners meeting schedule. Everybody's had a chance to review that. Everybody good with that?
Make a motion to approve the holiday schedule.
Second.
All right, we have a first and a second.
Just want to clarify, make sure it's the holiday schedule as well as the commissioners meeting schedule. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I said. Sorry.
Great. Very good. Okay, thank you.
Good? Okay. All right, we have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, 2022 Employee Appreciation Luncheon. County Manager.
Commissioners, it's about that time again that we show our appreciation for our county staff. We usually do that the first Thursday, typically in December, and the time is approaching. And in this COVID era that we're living in, we've actually done it three different ways. Of course, prior to COVID, we were all sitting down, having a meal, giving out awards. When COVID came the first time, we actually did a drive-through where employees drove around and picked up a plate or dinner. And then last year, what we did was actually give gift cards. We pretty much sent out a survey to all employees that gave them the option of selecting their favorite eatery in the county, and they received a gift card to that eatery. And that was our way of saying thank you. And so that was well received. I'm seeing some nods and smiles right now, but so we have options. It's come up about us getting together again. It's come up about the drive-through. And so, of course, everyone has an opinion, but I think what people really like, and it really did, I'm sure our local businesses liked it too, was the gift card. So I was opening it up for you all's feedback. Again, I think the gift card was well-liked by local businesses as well as our employees, because it gave them the freedom to go to that restaurant and even take their families if they wanted to. So anyway, the purpose of it is for us to discuss it and for you to provide your feedback on what you all would like to see.
I like the gift card. I like the idea of us helping the local restaurants, not the chain restaurants, but the local,
right,
locally owned restaurants. And I like the idea of, you know, the staff had the afternoon off. Hopefully Windsor will have their parade this year. And anyways, I like it.
Okay. Is there a consensus on that?
Yes. Manager and Chairman, is, you know, Commissioner Lee is nailed down a win-win for the employees and the businesses in the county. You know, we get to win with the employees, and we also get a win with them, with the businesses here in the county. So I definitely concur with her recommendation.
You want a motion on this?
A motion isn't necessary. Consensus is enough. We'll move forward with that. I think the employees will be happy with it.
All right.
You know, we have so many that can't come to the gathering. So this way, everybody is equal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Except for maybe the afternoon off. But we're doing the best we can.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Next on the agenda is going to be Commissioner's Report. Mr. Robertson.
Well, I just like to say that, you know, I really appreciate the employees in the county doing an outstanding job they are doing. It's no one and nobody's perfect. But the governor said back in 2002, if an employee makes a mistake, they are working. Will Robertson, they are working. If a person don't make a mistake, most of David Scarborough, they ain't done nothing. Okay, but I thank the employees in Burton County for what they do.
Mr. Lee.
Yes. So I rode by Coleraine, the Long Branch community, and saw that project underway. It's exciting to think that those residents back there will finally get some relief and be able to get in their backyards and enjoy their backyards. And anyway, so I had the opportunity to call Vic Thompson today and thank him for his leadership. I want to publicly thank Mr. Scarborough, our assistant county manager, for the work that he did on this project, and it looks great. I was shocked to see that it was such a big, wide path through there, and I just think it's the citizens back there deserve it, and they're going to be thrilled when the project's complete. So thank you so much.
Well, I'm going to sneak in there real quick and do my public comments right now. A lot of that thank yous need to go to Commissioner Lee.
Exactly.
Commissioner Lee was a big push on this, and it was a lot of work on her part, and we appreciate it. I know the citizens on Long Branch, and I know what they have gone through out there, especially when we had to send boats in there last time. When Julia came through, and one of the reports said it was going to be 3 to 5 inches, and they got 21 inches of rain, okay? And we had some boats in there and saved people in the middle of the night. I remember being out there, and thanks for running with that. It's your district. You did a good job on that.
Thank you.
Okay. You did. Appreciate that, Commissioner Lee.
Yes, sir. Nothing, Greg? Okay. I don't have anything else. Is there any public comments? Any more public comments? Commissioner West, do you have anything?
Yes, I certainly do, Chairman Trent. First of all, I wanted to say welcome back, Commissioner Lee. We're delighted to have you back. And I wanted to say also thanks to Vernon for taking such great care of you. I was there in Denver with you when I had a little mishap, and just so glad to see you back and doing well. A couple of other things. First of all, I would like to announce that last week we just received a $100,000 grant for the teacher housing project. I already have received the check. It's from the Department of Education, and they have also promised additional support to help us in the implementation of making that teacher housing project a reality. That's a big, big move for us. Our Senator Bazemore was instrumental in helping us get that and made the contact for us, and we're delighted to have that grant. And on a personal note, I just wanted to say that on Thursday of last week, I was inducted into the Golden Rams Club at the University of North Carolina, representing 50 years as a graduate there. But I was also given special recognition for helping to change state law when I was on that campus. I don't know if you guys remember back, there was a time when employees, cafeteria employees at the University of North Carolina were allowed to be paid less than minimum wage. And when I was chairman of the Black Student Movement on campus, we pushed to get that law changed, and it was changed. The legislature voted to change that law. We're very, very pleased with that. So that was a great recognition. I really appreciate that. And sorry I can't be with you today, I had to be remote, but glad to be able to listen in on the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to add, I don't know if I can get through it without crying, so I hesitated. But to all of you that have prayed for me, called me, texted me, sent flowers, and gosh, I got home, my yard was decorated with welcome home signs. Thank you. Please continue your prayers. I don't have all my strength back, but I'm working on it. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I do believe that God answered the prayers. He heard your prayers, and he answered them. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Commissioner. At this time, we're going to have to go into closed session. Under General Statutes 143-318.1. And thank you for everybody coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Tell me where.
Not really sure what you implied with your comments.
You didn't understand that?
All these people working, if you're working, you're making mistakes, you're working. If you don't make mistakes, Mr. Scarborough, you're not working.
No, it won't.
What I heard was
No, I want that.
That's how I understood it too.
Well, I was just telling you what to come to say back in 2006. That's all.
Excuse me, Chairman.
No, you did a great job. Let's cover.
Excuse me, Chairman Trent.
Yes, ma'am.
I do apologize for the interruption. Was there ever a motion made for you to go into closed session?
Yeah, a motion to go into closed session.
I make a motion. We go into closed session under General Statute 143-318, point 11A, 3 and 6, I think is what I saw.
Is there a second, please?
Second and more.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Okay.
I'd like to make a motion that we join in with the MDL McKenzie lawsuit.
All right, is there
a second the motion.
All right, we have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. All right, is there any other things that need to be discussed? If there's not, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.